Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and in the Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so delighted today, this evening, to be back on our radio broadcast to the study of the Word of God. I just thank and praise God on today for an opportunity to study His Word. I bring you greetings in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as I stated, I'm so delighted that we have another chance to worship God in studying His Word. I just give God praise and glory on tonight. I just want everybody to relax tonight. God is a good God. He is a good God, and I just give Him praise. We're going to get ready to, I give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God again for an opportunity to be here tonight. So, we're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go into our Bible class. So we're going to get ready to have our song.
To me and rest.
Not thyself because of evildoers. Be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I have just read you from Psalm 37, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, God, just giving you all the praise, God. We give you all the glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name, Father. We give you praise right now, God. We just thank you, Lord. We want you to shine on us tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to bind the strong man right now, God. We asking you tonight, Father, to bind the strong man in every demonic force. We asking you to bind him up and cast him out and command him to go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority. We bind you right now. We cast you out and we command you to go. The Father said, whatever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. Lord, I bind up the strong man and I bind up every demonic force. In the mighty name of Jesus, every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, I bind you right now. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. I serve you today. Your eviction papers, get out in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover this line in the blood, and everyone under my voice, under the sound of my voice, cover in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for covering us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you cover us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. I ask you to lose peace in the name of Jesus. In the midst of confusion right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So I destroy every demon. Die now, every demon, die now, every demon, I destroy you in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus, every demon, in the name of Jesus, you drop dead now, in the name of Jesus, drop dead now, every demon, in the name of Jesus, every witch, you on fire right now, in the name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, you on fire now. You say, suffer witch die to live, in the book of Exodus. Die now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. And Lord, let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Ha, Yorobotando. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I just give reverence to God who is my life and to everyone in their respective places. I give God all the praise today, and I give him all the glory. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. We're going to get started. We're in chapter 17, and I'm going to read 17 and 18 for your hearing. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and thy generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every male man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or brought with money or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house, he that is bought with thy money must need be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of the foreskin is not circumcised, thou shalt be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give her a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And Sarah, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarai thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princesses shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son and all that were born in his house, and all that were brought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 30 years old. When he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, in the same day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mar, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, 3 men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent, unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make haste upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarai thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife will have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door. which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah was old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be in Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarai laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Then Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not, for she was afraid." And he said, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." And the men rose up from this and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken him." And the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy, not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked that be far from thee? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I would spare all the place for their sake." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold now, I have taken up meat to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Would I destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, "If I find 45, I would not destroy it." And he spake unto him yet again, said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I would not do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak peradventure there shall 30 be found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30. And he said, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, peradventure there should be 20 found there." And he said, "I would not destroy for 20. And he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there." And he said, "I would not destroy for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Amen. So we're going to start with chapter 17. To what was Abram's name changed to be? To be by God. Wait a minute. To what was Abram's name changed by God?
To Abraham.
Amen. And what does it mean? What does the name Abraham mean? Abraham mean?
Okay.
It means father of a multitude. Father of a multitude.
Of many. Father of many.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham. But because it was hard for Abraham to birth for a man who was the father of no children, you get what I'm saying? Like, who wasn't mm-hmm. a father, especially in his culture, where, you know, it inquired about someone's personal life. And, mm-hmm. you know, the practice of people knowing your business, you know, his name stood for something. Just like, you know, mm-hmm. most of us today, our names stand for something. You know, people naming their kids after something. But now, in these day and ages, they naming their kids after cocaine, and they naming their kids after, you get what I'm saying, drinks and how they were.
Yeah, they don't know.
And, mm-hmm. you get what I'm saying? And, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you always want to stay on the side of righteousness. If you just, even in the pettiest moment, you get what I'm saying? It's petty, but mm-hmm. your name carries weight, and that's what people don't understand. It carries weight. And when you look back
yep.
at it, it's just like, why? But why would you name your child this? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And not
Absolutely.
That. You get what I'm saying? You got to read up people's names. And I understand if you just grab a name out the blue, and I mean, some of us on this line, our name is out the blue. But when you're talking about in those days, the names meant something, because
yeah.
those were telling a story of how God envisioned his people, how God
mm-hmm.
strengthened your name. You get what I'm saying? The power of your name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, That's you can catch lessons out of everything you read in the Word of God, even in back in those days. Mm-hmm. So, you
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
I mean.
Amen. Well, you're right. Okay, what was the sign of the covenant between God and Abraham? What was that covenant? Anybody?
Is it that all men had to be circumcised?
Yep, circumcision. Yeah. Yep. To what
and
was
Sarai?
Yeah.
Not that it was all men. It was just the
yeah.
men, the believers of Abraham. If I could remember, it was the ones that would come up under Abraham's leadership. That, you know
well,
what I'm saying?
It was supposed to be, but it was supposed to be in all of them. Every man is supposed to be circumcised, I think, because, and the maybe so, but the ones that didn't, God would kill them.
Oh, so that
I don't
was
know
back
if it was just a,
those.
I didn't
so
know if it was just
note,
Abraham.
I took note.
Mm-hmm.
In circumcision, they indicate the seed of Abraham, that there was
okay.
a defilement of flesh in man, which must forever be taken away or would remain impure. And out of the covenant
yeah.
with God also, because circumcision deals with the origin of the procreation, like of us having kids,
mm-hmm.
children, of, you know,
mm-hmm.
expanding humans. It was a reminder
mm-hmm.
of the special seed of Abraham, which would ultimately bring the Messiah. That's why I was just saying
That's right.
it wasn't really for
That's
all
right.
men. I mean, it was,
that's right.
but it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I got out
yep.
of that.
Yeah, because the Messiah is going to come through Abraham on down the line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what was Sarah renamed? We know that. Anybody know that? So what does her name mean? Her name is Sarah. What did her name mean?
It signifies, my lady, or...
Is it woman of high art?
It signifies, my lady, or my princess, which confides or the dominion to one family. But
right.
Sarah signifies either a lady or a princess. simply
because
you know the princess of a multitude, because God was gonna bless her. You get what I'm saying? Of plentiful, like, you know, bless her to be over a multitude of people.
All
just
right.
Like Abraham.
Okay. All right.
That's right. Both of y'all was right. That both those answers are right. But what it is, Abraham is the father of many nations, and she will be the mother of many nations, of a multitude, because she married to Abraham. Mm-hmm. What did God promise Abraham through Sarah? What did God promise?
Verse 16. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her.
That's
my
right.
Side note say.
Mm-hmm.
By emphasizing
absolutely.
The word her, God made it so plain that this son would not come about by any surrogate mother, by any woman in the street, you know, anybody else but Sarah.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying?
That's
Sarah
right.
herself, she would, you know, give birth at the age of 90, I do believe.
Yep. Or 91, one of the two, because they said they would be back in the next year. She would have a son that next year. She was 90, though.
Uh-huh. So, yep.
And she would have a son that next year, and his name would
so
be Isaac.
My question... I have a question then, because if she was old, I thought they was being, I thought they was, you know what I'm saying, living 170 and 200 years, but that was called old at the time?
Well,
you
know
what?
I mean, they were living old, they were living to be older than that. You know what I'm saying, but I think God kept taking it down because Methuselah lived 900 and some years, but he kept taking it down and taking it down. And now today,
so what? Okay.
Well, you know what the angel said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? You can be 150 years old if God wants you to have one. You're going to have it.
That's
ain't
right.
Nothing too hard for him. He can't do. You know, he
yeah,
can fix it up,
honey,
like he's 13 years old. he
I
can fix it up like he's
13.
Age. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The age is a lot, but you can't doubt God. You know, because Sarah's name was Sarah. And that name meant doubting. Her name meant doubting, and that's doubtful, and it signifies struggling or contending, indicating a woman who struggled amid difficulties, and that's really why God changed Sarah's name. Sarah's name means queen, princess, mother, all that to the nation. But Sarah means doubtful, or struggling, or contending, indicating a woman who's struggling amid difficulty. So her name had to be changed because it wasn't in, you know, it wasn't in a good spot there. Mm-hmm. So, what did Abraham see while sitting in his tent? Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to say something. I guess you can't hear me. I've been trying to say something.
No, I couldn't hear you. Now I can.
Okay. Okay. So I just wanted to kind of piggyback on, you know, God, the Almighty God, you know, El Shaddai.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that the God who takes over human incapacity and transforms it. And that's, you know, in their situation, when, you know, Sarah couldn't have a baby, you know, and, you know, God is a mighty God, and he can do whatever he wanted to do, when he wanted to do it, and how he wants to do it. And that's where El Shaddai comes from, the mighty God. You know, he can transform, you know, any human incapacity. You know, God has this. We got to know and understand that God can do it. And sometimes we can't see it. We can't trace it. But God is a mighty God. El Shaddai. Our almighty God. And I just wanted to emphasize that, you know, so many things happening, you know, even with COVID and all these deaths and all of these different things going on. But when God is ready for it to go away, it's going to go away, whether it's a vaccine or not. It's going to go away. Whatever circumstances we have going on in our life, and it seems impossible, we can't do it. We can't. God is an almighty God. And that's where we get El Shaddai from. You know, he is just an awesome God, a mighty God. And, you know, I can go on and on about his mightiness because he's so mighty. And that's who we have to turn to when things seem hard, when things are barren, things are not growing, things are not moving. Yeah. We need to turn to God.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. That was the first time he called himself Almighty. That was the first time right there. That's when he first started the all-sufficient God. And just like, you know, she was asking a question about she's so old and all that, God can make it brand new. He can make it brand new, believe me. And now, y'all know I'm a living witness what God can do for things like that. Because I was supposed to have been blind years ago. At least 20 years ago, I was supposed to be blind. But then when I went to the eye doctor, he said, all you need is some reading glasses, man. There's nothing wrong with your eyes. God healed my eyes. So you can't tell me what God can do because I know he's an almighty God. He's a healer. He just what you said. He's all sufficient. Yes, he is. That's one thing you find out. You know, it's a blessing, and I just thank and praise God for it on today. I thank God on today. So, but anybody else want to expound on that? I like that kind of stuff. So we in chapter 18 now. What did Abraham see while sitting in his tent? What did he see? That's in chapter 18. He was sitting in the door of his tent.
He saw three men.
That's right.
Which were angels of the
Lord. That's right. So you're going to answer two questions. Yep. So what did he call his visitor?
He called him Lord.
That's right. Called him Lord. Amen. What did the men tell Abraham about Sarah?
A baby?
Yep.
She was going to be with a child?
Yep. That she would have a son. And what'd she do? Well, that's crazy stuff.
She laughed.
And I don't think she laughed out loud. Because she was in the house, but she laughed in her heart. That's how God would hear us, in our heart. And I believe she just laughed in her heart and said in her to herself, is she crazy? I ain't had none, I ain't seen none in 40 years. And now I'm supposed to be pregnant. How that's going to happen? Shoot. Ain't nothing been down there. Abraham don't even know it's down there no more.
Her manner of women.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think that that's just a way of, you know, God's promises over and over again, how he develops our faith, how he encourages our faith. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he strengthens our faith, you know. But because she's just like, man, how many times somebody told you something? You're going to get a check in the mail. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And then it happened.
Right.
God is good.
Yeah. That's why I was just testifying. They kept telling me I was going blind, and it never happened. They kept telling me that I had the oldest eyes they had ever seen, operating on them, my eyeballs split, all that. I went to the doctor when I got to St. Louis. They said, ma'am, nothing's wrong with your eyes. All you need, and I'm going to give you a prescription to go to Walgreens and get you some glasses.
Now, what if you just like would have been believing otherwise? You get what I'm saying? So basically what I'm trying to say is, you know, in our day-to-day life, if God tells you something and you have a little doubt or you feel like it's not going to happen, just the thought of it, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He will send somebody to encourage you. He will send somebody to just humble you. Because it's coming.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And I mean, he ain't going to bring you through and not going to take you to what he got for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think that, you know, God has to remind us. It's good that he reminds us all the time. And sometimes, you know, in this lifetime, we got to remind each other. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to have a prayer life. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds wrong. I know, you get what I'm saying? I know you don't want to do it, but you got to get on your knees. You get what I'm saying? Everybody's knees should be a little darker than your whole body, you know? And the thing about it is, you know, it's sad. I'm just saying, it's sad that, you know, grown people got to be reminded of certain things. Even in your wrongdoing, do it. You get what I'm saying? Do it. Because he's loving us in our wrongdoing. Why can't we still do what we doing our wrongdoing, because it'll help us get out of what we do wrong.
That's wrong.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, this was something, because, you know, I'm not sure what was the old age back then. That was what I was saying, is her being 90.
But I'm saying,
I didn't know that was old back then.
Back then.
You get what I'm saying? Because they were living 300 years. In 400 years, in 200 years,
yeah, but
I didn't
they had
know that.
Brought it down. He brought it down.
Okay.
He brought, because, like I said, they was living to 900 years, because Methuselah was 900 years old. He was the oldest man that ever lived. But they was living to 700 and all that. And I guess, you know, he was bringing it down as the years go on. Now, he promised us 70 years. And after 70 years that you live, you living on God's grace.
Yes.
This is the promise is 70 years. And after 70, it's just grace. Look at Cicely Tyson, 95 years old. I got an auntie in Mississippi that's 95 and thoughtful. Living.
But
good mind.
Rest in peace, Mama. Cicely is deceased now.
I know that.
You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you just saying how long she lived? 90 years? Okay.
95 years, yep. And my auntie's still living. She's 95. Ain't muggy.
And I can't even see Cicely having no baby at 90. That's kind of crazy. I mean,
you know what? No.
I'm thinking with just a natural eye.
Yeah, just what,
I mean,
just,
it ain't impossible
natural.
With God, but I'm just saying, just like 90 years, I couldn't, every bone in your body, like I couldn't even see somebody, you know, somebody your age going through that, the birthing pain is what I'm saying, that pain. But maybe she didn't go through all that pain, so, I mean, you know.
Well, God is, like Lala was saying, God is almighty. He's almighty. So whatever it was, whatever it is, ain't nothing too hard for him. He ain't going to let you go through all that. If he's trying to get something, and this was a promise that he had promised them, too. He had promised them this. So where were the three men?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say something about that doubt. About doubt, you know, and, you know, mm-hmm. as believers, you know, the Word of God, it instructs us and tells us everything that we need to know. And in the Word, he says, you know, like when we have doubt, you know, the Word says that, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And, you know, God knows that because of, yes, God knows. That's one of my favorite scriptures ever because mm-hmm. God knows that, you know, who we are. And he knows our heart. But, you know, when we get on our knees, like Mimi said, you know, and go before the Lord, that should be a part of our prayer. Lord, mm-hmm. I believe, but help my unbelief, you know. And yeah. another thing I wanted to say about Abraham, it says that when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me. And be thou perfect. And
right.
this is what I want to talk about, you know. And he was telling him, you know, as long as you stay in my will, as long as your hand is in my hand, as long as you are perfect, then I will multiply your seed. I will bless
mm-hmm.
you exceedingly. And that's what we have mm-hmm. to live off of today. When we're walking right with God, we have to get our hearts right, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be honest
mm-hmm.
with ourselves. Lord, I lie. You know, I steal. I might talk about people. We have to be honest with God so that we can
mm-hmm.
walk right before God so that he can
mm-hmm.
bless us like he blessed Abraham.
That's right.
But Abraham,
that's right.
we have to know how to check our own self. We have to
that's
check
right.
that thing that's not right with God, that's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus was perfect. He's the
mm-hmm.
only man, the 100% God and 100% man. But he's the only man that walked this earth that was perfect. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just have to learn how to, you know, I want that blessing like Abraham got, and I know that's a part of my promise. But, you know, it just keeps me on point to walk right, to do right, to
yeah.
be righteous,
right.
to
right.
try to do everything right. Don't
mm-hmm.
cheat on your taxes.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. I'm going to go to the car, phone connected to the car, but amen.
Amen. Well, that was good. That was good. Anybody else got some, want to expound on that? That was good. You know, a lot of times we think we can't live up to the standards that God wants us to, but all we have to do is want to do it. My desire is to please God. Our desire should be to please him. In whatever way, in whatever state he say. And if we can please him, he'll honor that. I want to live holy before the Lord. And I tell him that daily. Allow me to live holy. Allow me to please you. And he will. You know, the doubt, you know, see, it comes and goes. But God, like I said, I've been away from home for 30, 40 years, you know, just living away from home. And God did that to strengthen my faith, that I can only call him to depend on him. That's what he do it for. He strengthened my faith to make me bow down and get on my knees. Lord, we don't have no food. Lord, I don't have nowhere to live. Been homeless. Never had nothing to eat, but God fed me, and he let me know it was him. because it was from somebody I had never met, but they knew I needed food. So nobody can tell me about the Lord when it comes to that. I know what he'll do. He sent somebody right out of some white person, fed me. One day, sitting in Wendy's, I was way in Kentucky somewhere. I said, Lord, I said, if we're in the right place, or where we at? Are we in the right place? He sent a little old white lady, looked like a ghost. She walked up to me and she said, how you doing, baby? Looked like she was 100 years old. She said, God, know you here. You're in the right place. It scared me so bad. It just shook me all over. But I know what God was doing. He was strengthening my faith. He was letting me know I called you. You are called prophet. You are a preacher, and you in the right place. I know what God was doing. I know what he was doing. But things like that, when he do stuff like that, it would shake me, because I knew when nobody going to believe it, but they saw it themselves, because I wasn't by myself. It was two or three other people that seen this lady come to us, and she said it while they were here. So I thank God on today. I understand, and this is really good. It's really good. And Abraham, just think, if he promised me a son, I'm 65, and I come up pregnant, me and Eve.
Jesus.
Here I run away. You hear me?
Oh, my.
I will run away. Somebody have a basket that they sell. That's all I got to say. Anyway.
Don't do it.
What you say, people? Don't do it. Okay.
Jesus.
What you say, Mimi?
I said,
anyway.
Don't do it, Jesus. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Get out of the gap, Jesus. Please.
Right. So number three says, where were the three men ultimately going? Where were they going? I thought they were, let me see. They were going to Sodom and Gomorrah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to Sodom, but they stopped on by Abraham's while they was on their way. Mm-hmm. And what was they going to do there in Sodom? What was their purpose for going to Sodom? Anybody?
Yeah, they was going to destroy Solomon and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
Why?
The sin of Because of
mm-hmm.
sin.
Mm-hmm. What was worrying Abraham the most about this, them destroying Sodom and Gomorrah?
I guess it was about Lot, but the righteous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was worried about Lot, though. That was his main purpose. Now, it probably was the righteous, but I think it was Lot, because he lived there inside
right.
of him. You know, he told Lot, you go this way, I go that way. But he loved his nephew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing. But what was Abraham? Abraham asked God to do something for him, too. I don't know if you all remember that. Or it didn't even say that much about it in the scriptures because I read it. But he asked God to let Ishmael live and prosper in favor
he
wanted
and God
to
promise. He would let him. Yep. He would let him he would let him live, but or he would bless him or something like that. He would bless him, but he would have to give oh God, to his son that Sarah would have. He would bless Ishmael, mm-hmm. but he would have to actually give the, I guess, the land, you know,
mm-hmm.
what he was going to do for Ishmael's
sacrifice.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Ishmael was by Hagar, and Ishmael mm-hmm. was still Abraham's seed, but God wanted the heir to be out of, from Sarah, out of Abraham's loins with Sarah. So, and that was good. That was good. The Ishmael is the Arabs over there, and they are plenteous. I mean, he is the father of a nation. When I tell you, they everywhere. They everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. But Abraham would always be the father of many nations, and I mean, he had bought people, I say slaves or whatever, and or they didn't call them slaves here, but he had other strangers is what he called them, and they were bought. That's what it's, the Bible said, they were bought. And so it was just like he was the preacher or the pastor or the man over the house or whatever. He was the father of them all. So that it was a blessing. I really enjoyed studying this. I mean, I studied, and I got 10 more questions just from studying this word here. But we're not going to, I mean, I studied for that. You know, I just studied, and it was good because I want to remember this when we get over in the New Testament. I want to still remember about Abraham. I wanted to get down in my spirit, man. Even though I've read it so many times in my life, I still want to know and study. So when somebody preaching about it, I can go back in my mind and think about it. That's why I be studying even the more. And I know we all do, and I'm not the only one study, but it's a blessing. I just thank and praise God, and I hope everybody understood. Did everybody get understanding of it? I did.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Anybody got anything else to expound on or to say about it? The Ishmaelites or the Ishmaels or the Ishmaelites or with the Midianites and the Edomites, too. But Isaac and his Hebrew descendants were properly the natural seed with whom this covenant was established. See, the covenant wasn't with Ishmael, it was with Isaac. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
that
what
was
I was saying.
Blessing.
He said he was going to bless, mm-hmm. just bless Ishmael, but he was going to give Isaac
right.
the covenant. He was going to be up in him
yeah.
and his children. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember mm-hmm. reading it too.
Well, we thank God for this lesson, and we're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight. We thank you for just touching our hearts on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around them and about them to protect them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and thank you for just blessing us to even just talk about your word and study and discuss your word, Lord. Thank you tonight. We give you all the praise. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a good, blessed night. And I will see whoever going to come back tomorrow for a prayer. We'll be right back here at the same time for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. God bless you all. I love you. God love you. Have a good night. That was good. Good night.
Good night.